welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. Sorry coins, sorry sports cards and comic books, but there's an old player in town. And after all, who needs presidents and quarterbacks and superheroes when you can collect Minnie, Mickey, Pluto, and perhaps Star Wars and Disney princesses? And for what very reason, one of the best ways you can sprinkle a little extra pixie dust on your next Disney vacation is through the magic of Disney pin trading. The hobby, as there is thousands of friends you can meet from different countries and experiences that you can share from pin trading. So sit back and enjoy this edition of Let's Go Pin Trading.com. Hey, and welcome back to another edition of Let's Go PinTrading.com. My name is Mark.
And I'm Rita.
And how's my Eeyore?
I'm good. How's Pooh?
I'm doing fine. And if everyone hasn't heard, I did put a ring on that finger.
Yes, you did.
That's right, I did.
At my birthday.
That's right. We've been off the airwaves for a while. A lot of things going on.
Yes.
But the biggest thing going on right now, of course, is the virus.
Yes.
And we do want to pray for everyone, their friends and families. And we do feel for everyone that's going through this.
Yes, for sure.
And we are praying for our heroes in the medical field. I know that your boss's wife
is a nurse.
That's right. And we did something special for her. We give her, we've been doing donation masks.
Yes, and I've made a couple of them for her.
Yes.
And for some of her coworkers.
Yes, we've been taking our leftover pin vest material that we've had, which we posted those, I think it was back in April. We posted a lot of material that we had, but we've been making them in our dining room, just pumping them out and donating them out best that we can. Then it hit the neighborhood app. We've had a lot of people ask for them, and we've been making them custom for them. Some people's donated back. Most of the time, we just donate out. We just take the money and put it right back into some more material to help out, which has been good. But if you have a family and friend that's been affected by this situation, we do pray for you and hope the best.
Yes.
Well, today, we want to talk about a few things. We've had some friends email us and send some PMs to us also, but today
trying to figure out where we're at.
Yes, and what's going on. The biggest thing that we want to talk about that I saw pop up today was about Orange County down in Orlando, possibly maybe open in June. Is what I've been.
Yes.
And we're hoping that'll work out. We saw where their the task force that they have now.
Well, Orange County has their own task force, and the state of Florida has their own task force.
And I think they're trying to come together to find what the best guidelines will be to open up.
Yes.
I know they joked about May, but it looks like they're more serious toward June is what they're talking about.
I've heard the end of June, 1st of July.
Yeah. They talked about what? Hotels, bars, restaurants. And the biggest thing is the theme parks.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for because we got pin trade. And we were just kind of briefly going over some of the guidelines they have. What you got there, Rita?
It says guidelines are going to be for Disney and Universal. Tape markings of 6 feet apart in ride attractions and queues. Staff to regularly wipe down surfaces at random. And this is for phase one and phase two. Any staff member who is 65 or older are still encouraged to stay at home both of these phases.
Yep.
Mandates is all employees are required to wear face masks. Touchless hand sanitizers at each ticketing entry and turntiles. Touchless hand sanitizers at each ride attractions, entries, and exits. Temperature checks before staff prior to shift. Temperatures of 100.4 must not enter premises. All employees with flu-like symptoms advised to stay at home. Wipe down all railings and surfaces after every use.
Wow, that's gonna be some work.
And in phase one, the capacity is 50%. And in phase two, the capacity is 75%.
That's gonna be interesting. So the question is, if when they hopefully, do this guideline, I guess you're gonna have to get down there early to get into the park. And then my next question is, do they keep track? I know, like when I go to Home Depot Joanne Fabrics, we had to wait outside, and then they got someone counting.
They do that at Walmart too.
Yeah, I wonder if they're gonna do that so the park could stay open all day. Someone's counting one family in, one family out. You know what I mean? All day long. Or when they get to 50, they just stop the rest of the day and shut it down. But then again, that'd be kind of bad because lots of families leave, so then more people can come in. That's going to be interesting how they're going to work that deal.
Well, I know, isn't it the CEO of both Universal and Disney are part of the Florida Task Force for the reopening of the whole state of Florida?
I'm not sure, but you would assume if you have such a large park,
I think they are.
You would be on that commission.
I think they're on the task force with Governor DeSantis, just like our mayor here is on the task force with Governor DeSantis to open the whole state up.
It'd be interesting, but we're going to keep an eye out for it, and if we see anything, we'll definitely post it on our Facebook page. So don't be afraid to post anything on there. If you hear anything also, that would be really, really cool, because we are looking forward to pin trading. And one thing we're going to talk about later, which we've had some friends pop up, is they want to pin trade so bad, and I've told them, why aren't you pin trading with other friends at home?
Right.
And someone's asked, well, what's that all about? And I said, okay, today's podcast, we'll talk a little bit about it and explain what we do with our friends, which is always fun. We're going to talk about a new pin bag. Or actually, there's two now. Another pin bag dropped today that I saw. Another cool thing. Get the May the 4th key. I know when you're the first person when you go to one of the local Disney stores,
you normally get something free.
Yeah, get a key.
Well, now all our local Disney stores are closed.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they'll open up May 4th.
Yeah. But they got a new Star Wars lightsaber key, which is cool. But they're going to be selling it, so it's going to be limited. And if you have really, really young ones, the bedtime hotline we're going to talk about too a little bit. I know it ends, I believe, the end of this month, that we're going to talk about a little bit. Some other pins that's going on this month that kind of trickled from March into April. A couple limited ones. And of course, we got to talk about Doonies.
Of course.
I just ruined the whole podcast. Talk about Doonies.
Well, this time it's only two.
That's good. So it's going to be brief, like 5 seconds? Wow, no. That's a long pause there. Wow. Oh, my God.
You knew better than that.
I know. But let's get into it. There are some pins that we saw. We posted them on our website. You had the March pins that popped up for March 1st. There's some real cute ones. And, of course, they started popping on Shop Disney is where you had to get them. And the limited
ones. After the parks closed on March 16th, then Shop Disney decided, well, since you can't go to the parks to get any pins, we'll go ahead and start selling the pins online at shopdisney.com. And then you can go online and purchase the pins, which they're actually selling the pins for the same price you would purchase at the park.
Yeah, and they had some great ones. I mean, there was that Stitch hinge pin.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Now, it was limited to 2,000. I went on Shop Disney today, and I didn't see it. I was trying to locate it so I can do a link. But I like how it opens up, and there's like little pins in it, like it's a pin bag, and they're all Stitch-related,
yeah,
which
cool.
Is really, really cool.
The egg pins,
yep.
For the, for Easter.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, and stuff. Those were very limited.
And they had the annual pass exclusive ones also, which was cool. I really like those.
But see, the only thing about that is Shop Disney doesn't honor annual pass holders. So
yes.
It's very hard to get pins like that online.
When you get your 20% at the park. But
you don't when you order online.
But you go to your shop, your local Disney store, and you get 10% at least. When you
use our Chase card.
Chase card, that's exactly correct. So that's one thing. So if you ever get a chance, I've always told people, go down and open up a Chase account, put $5 in it, get your debit card, and go to town on discounts. That's what I was talking about. It's always cool.
All kinds of discounts.
Yes. But one cool pin I did pick up was my Baby Yoda. Oh, I've been all over this thing with the Baby Yoda pins. It's been everywhere. You got your sweater, that cold night we're down there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to go look. So if you get any Baby Yoda pins that you want to, you just don't care about, you got them, give me a PM. I will take them off your hand free of charge. Yeah. I'm doing you a favor. You know, anything I can do for you, you let me know. Another cool thing, you didn't want to go with us that day. Me and the kids went out. We had to go to Target. We were looking for, like, sanitizers, which we'll never find nothing like that. But I did find something cooler than hand sanitizer. Is that right?
Yeah.
I found some cool 40th Empire Strikes Back anniversary pins.
Yes, those are pretty cool.
Yes, I posted those back on the 20th of April. It's got the Empire Strikes Back logo. It's got Luke and Darth Vader fighting each other at Bespin. Of course, it's got the Bespin City, which is really, really cool. I like the colors. And then, of course, it's got Yoda. Do or do not. There is no try. Yes. And they were only $11.99 for a 4-pack. That's a really good deal.
Yeah.
They're about an inch and a half each. I still saw them there, which was cool. They were still on the shelves. They were on an end cap in the toy section. That's where I found ours. One thing I did post for you is your pins.
Yes. I need to go order them.
Yes, at Shop Disney.
They're still at Shop Disney.
Yes, for $14.99. It was a 3-pack.
Yeah.
Yes, they also had Alice in Wonderland, which is still there also. So definitely go to Shop Disney. If you're not sure, just click on the picture we have there. It will take you right to the link. They have a Chip and Dale set. They're $14.99, which is cool. They got a Pinocchio with a billard. He's like on a pool table for $17.99.
That one's really cool. You know what that reminds me of?
What's that?
My Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore when they did the baseball ones.
Yes, I remember that.
That's what that billiard one reminds me of.
Yep. And one still owner that surprised me, when we were a Chase member, and they every been monthly pin sometimes, but they had a Disney Visa card member exclusive with Cinderella, which I'm a big Cinderella fan, of course, along with my Star Wars. It's still on there for $12.99, and I like collecting them because they're, you know, limited out. I've seen them pop up at the local Disney parks. You know, if you ask about them, sometimes they're down there. So you definitely can get them.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of cool pins. There was the Earth Day pin
that
came out on the 22nd at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it went, I believe, what was it, $14, $15.
$14, $15.
It was related to Earth Day. Because I know at one time, if you look at the monitor, I need to post that current one. Disney Animal Kingdom had their 50th year of Animal Day, and they had a lot of stuff going on. But now you got to look at it because they're doing digital, where you can see the park or digital.
Yeah.
And the past, which was cool, you could see the old parades when they first opened up, which was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one today for MGM. It had the AT-AT, but nothing else was built around it. You see some construction guys with hard hats on, which is really, really cool. It had like the grand opening, old style page where it talked about all the stuff going on. I'm old school. I like that stuff. Nostalgia stuff's always really cool. But check out the Mickey Monitor. And I believe that's at the Walt Disney World website that you can find it. I think it's disneyworld.disney.go.com/passholder. Programs, extras, something like that. But if not, let me know. PM me and I'll send you a link to it. But the one of the cool things I liked about it, just before the park closed, we were very fortunate to get to ride Mickey and Minnie's Railroad.
Yes.
Deal, which was really, really fun. I like it. It's all digital and it's trackless.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
And it changes. It's all digital. So if you haven't rode that yet, I know it opened on March 4th. And then, of course, everything happened. But go. You got to stand in line. It's well worth it. I enjoyed it, the train ride, which is fun. So definitely get that in while you're out pin trading. What other pins?
By the time everything opens back up, it's going to be time for the Food and Wine.
Yes, because the Flower and Garden one, it's technically gone.
It's gone.
Well,
it's gone.
I know, but it actually ends June 1st or something like that?
Yeah.
when it technically ends.
It'll be ready for Food and Wine.
You know, but I heard at one time they were actually taking that food and donating it out to help folks.
They really did. They donated all kinds of food and stuff to shelters and stuff in the area.
And one thing, too, you know, I hope that Disney helps the furlough employees also that are working. We got a lot of friends that we know that are out of work. What's the thing about it? And some are doing well. Some are kind of tight. And we always tell them, give us a PM. We won't have to talk to them even on the phone. They got a phone number. They
want actually have one whose brother-in-law just passed away due to COVID.
That's right. Things do happen. I think there's a GoFund account out there. So it seems like everyone's really trying to pitch in to help out, which is really, really good. Mm-hmm. What are the pins did we have? There was a Robin Hood pin, the archery
that was really
one that
cool.
came out. Yeah. Disney, or Minnie and Daisy. They're kind of like, what's that, where they dress
like
up?
Dapper Day.
Dapper Day, yep. It was a, from
Coco.
Coco pin that came out. The little girl from Monsters, Inc. Incorporated, which looks like she's on the chalkboard sketched out, which is good. Little Jack-Jack, he's got Cookies and Milk, which is a great pin that came out.
And those are hinged, so those open up.
Yeah, they're all hinge pins, and they really look cool. So definitely get out there. Another good place, if you don't, I know since now we have Disney Plus, a lot of the Disney movies are popping up on it. So we used to buy Disney DVDs all the time, the Disney Club. You signed up for that, right?
Yeah, a while back.
And we did it mostly to get the exclusive pins.
Well, you have to order so many movies in order to become a VIP member. And then once you become a VIP member, then you can order the exclusive pins.
And I went back on there. I forgot to post our Frozen 2 pin on April 26th. But you can buy it for $6.95 if you want others. Or you can get it free when you order a pin.
When you order a movie.
Or movie, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We also had our Maleficent one that was on there. I've got a couple Star Wars, Avenger ones. I've even was able to go back in time that they still had them posted and get the other exclusive pins that they've had on
there. Didn't I get the Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, we did. The Bambi.
The Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty. We had that one. It is right there.
Yeah.
Yep, with Maleficent on
which
it.
Is really cool.
I didn't post it yet, but it's got Maleficent and Aurora like back to back.
Yeah, that was really,
really
cool.
Yep. So that's a good place to get pins. One other thing that did come out we want to talk about, because it seems like it's always the same pin trading bags that you see at Disney all the
time.
I'm
a big backpack person.
Yes.
When we go to Disney.
Yes.
Because I can shove everything in it.
Yep. And it doesn't affect your pin vest either.
No, but I can shove everything in it.
Yep.
So this is really cool for me.
So they now have a Mickey Mouse pin trading display backpack. And it's at Shop Disney. You can keep your favorite pins in it that are on hand all the time. It's ready to trade. You can unzip it. It's got the little each divider in it that's soft, and they're both on each side, so you can hook pins on both sides of it. And it's going for $49.99, is what it's
going
for.
Which is a good deal.
Not too bad for a backpack. Then a new one that
just
I saw.
Just came out.
Yes.
And it's a messenger bag.
Yes. It's like the norm is what it is, but this one's got Mickey's head on the front of it.
It's like embroidered.
Yep.
It's really cool.
It's $49.99 also is what it is. And it's about 11.5 by 15. It's got the dividers in it also. It's got the shoulder strap, and it's two-sided for each side for your pins also, which is good. So check that out. We did put a link on there that you can click on, and if you're interested in getting an updated pin bag, it's always good. Another good place to look for pins, if you're looking, you got Box Lunch.
Love Box Lunch.
Yep, I love going to our brick and mortar store. You always get the discounts and then the, what's the little money things we get?
We get lunch money.
Lunch money.
I get my lunch money.
Tell them about the lunch money real quick.
Well, that's pretty cool because we go in there all the time. Most of the time, like, they come out with the bags, but they don't come out with a wallet. And I can always go to Box Lunch and find the Loungefly wallet to go with my Dooney when I get a new when I buy a new Dooney and Burke purse. So it's pretty cool. But anyway, so most of the time when you're in there, they have like specials, and along with the specials, they have where you can purchase something, and then when you purchase it, you get lunch money. And for every $30 you spend, you get $15 off. So a shirt's $15. So basically, you buy one t-shirt, you get one free.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. But not only that, but they also sell the Disney Loungefly pins. And they have like exclusive pins that you can only get through Box Lunch or through Loungefly at Box Lunch. And they're really cool. And this new set that just came out, Mallory's going to go crazy over that.
Yeah. Well, this is Loungefly.
Loungefly.
Loungefly. It's another site. But they sell like the backpacks at Box Lunch.
Right. Well, Box Lunch also sells the Loungefly pens, because I just purchased some Disney pens, some Eeyore pens, not long ago.
And these are the Lilo and Stitch. They're like swimming. Yeah. We posted those today. It's really, really cool. And it was $25 for a set of four of them is what it was, which is really, really cool. It's got her like swimming in her bathing suit. Stitch is like swimming behind her. What's the other characters there? I'm trying to look at their names. Lilo, of course. Where is it at here? One that looks like a fish eating a sandwich. But go there and check those out. They're enamel Disney pins, and they give great prices. It's like Box Lunch does. They have Box Lunch blind boxes with princesses in dress, princess bows, Mulan. If you like Nightmare Before Christmas, they have that. They have single pins. They've got Pixar one-word pins that are out right now. I like the blind bag box for the princess perfumes, which is really, really cute.
Yeah, those are cute.
Yeah, but they just go on and on with all kind of pins. Single pins, box pins, double pins. And they can range from $8.90 with 25% off with the code. Just, you know, there's pins out there to get really, really great deals. No doubt about it. So take advantage of it. Gosh, what are the pins we got going on out there? I've had friends text me when trade Star Wars pins. I got a post that on there on Facebook. Oh, yes, before I get sidetracked, because this month's almost over. Disney did a bedtime hotline, which is really, really cool.
Yeah.
We posted on there. You call an 800 number, basically, 877 number, and you can either get Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Daisy Duck, and Goofy. I actually tried it, you call it, and you can pick the one you want, so you can change it, and it will talk to your child, tell them, wishing them good night, which is really, really cool. And it's not quick. You know, it's entertaining, actually, for a child. And I believe it's through the...
Is it kind of like the happy birthday that they do at this...
It's like that.
At the park when they do Goofy sings happy birthday to you.
Yes. If you don't know this, when you're walking around the park and say it's your I did it to you, remember? And we done it to the kids also. You can walk up to any cast member and ask them, hey, can you call Goofy to wish me a happy birthday? And you can actually listen to Goofy wish you a happy birthday. It's really, really cute.
Yeah.
It is. So, and the kids love stuff like that. So, click on it. You don't have to click on it. There's a number.
Just call.
Yeah. Go check it out. You'll really, really like it. It's fun and entertaining. Well, May the 4th is coming up quick.
Monday.
Yes, and one thing that is, if you have Disney Plus, is that The Rise of the Skywalker is going to drop for free on Disney Plus.
Yep.
So instead of buying it, you can watch it for free. And so it's there. But one cool thing is, like I said earlier, if you ever went to your local Disney store, now I'm not sure if the Kingdom does it to the first person. Never been there to try it. We've gotten there early just so we go eat at one of the restaurants and we get in the park early. But if you go to your local Disney store, they got keys. They look like a long key and it's got Disney on it. And you get one when you're the first guest and it's free. But since they're closed, they are going to do a May the 4th special. It's got a black D on it and the end of it looks like a lightsaber. It's really,
really
cool.
It says Star Wars.
Yes. And it's only $12.99. which I want one. I'm sure they'll be limited. But they're going to drop them May the 4th at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, of course, Rita's up to date on this Pacific Standard Time because when they say they're dropping a Disney at midnight, no. It's not really midnight. It's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So you got to know when to get up and set that alarm clock, okay? Trust me.
So for all of you in Florida, it's 9 a.m.
That's right. So be ready to get it. It's there. It's really, really cool. We posted a picture of it.
I'm sorry, it's 10 a.m.
10 a.m. You'll figure it out.
It's 10 a.m.
But they are going to drop new exclusive pins also for the May the 4th.
And they have none. I haven't heard anything about those.
But they are dropping them. That's all they've said so far. So
yes.
If we see it, we'll put it out there. Definitely check it out. What else do we got going on? Let's see. We talked about May the 4th pins that could be coming. The key. The pins that are out there.
The mask.
Yes. The mask we talked about earlier. About all the ones we've been doing and helping out. Gosh.
Doonies.
Yes. I'm trying to prolong this. What other kind of pins can we talk about?
We're going to talk about Doonies.
I found a Merry Christmas AT-AT pin from Hot Topic. Talk about that for about 10 minutes instead of Doonies.
Honey, I bought you that for Christmas.
I know, but we can talk about it for 20, 30 minutes instead of Doonies.
We're going to talk about Doonies.
Oh, all right. Let me
It's only two.
Get my pillow so I can kick back here and relax.
It's only two.
Kill us.
Okay, first one is really cool. Actually, you convinced me to buy this one.
Yes, I had to because it involved a discount.
Yes. Ugh. Well, this one came out March 20th, and it was after the parks closed. So it wasn't like we could go down there and get the bag, get our discount, do anything like that. But one thing that they did was when you ordered the bag, you got the cosmetic bag
for
$29.
And I'm a guy. That's a small bag. Really, really small bag.
Yeah. So anyway, this bag is the Disney dog sketch. And I have to tell you, it's really cute. This bag is like the Disney Doonie sketch, but it has all the dogs on it. It's really cool.
Yes, I think they were trying to, since the first Doonie, the blue one, right?
The dog purse, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was sitting there looking today, just curiosity. That thing is still $700 or $900 on eBay.
Yeah, you can't find it.
It's crazy.
I do have the pink one.
Yes, you do.
So, anyway, so that one came out. It came out in a tote, the cosmetic bag, a wallet, a little crossbody, and it came out with a backpack. It was really cute. Love the pattern. The tote and the backpack sold out, like day one, sold out. If you didn't get it that Friday, you're not getting it. Although, every now and then, when you check shopdisney.com, they do repost it. I guess I don't know if they're getting more in that were possibly shipped to the parks, and now they're shipping them back to Shop Disney to sell. But every now and then, they do repost them. So just keep an eye out. But anyway, one thing about ordering at shopdisney.com is you don't know what you're getting. You can't look at the pattern and actually pick out the bag you want. So you're taking a chance. But with everything closed, if you want the bag, you're going to have to take the chance. The other Doonie that just came out was on Friday. Mark posted that for me.
Yep.
And that is a Minnie Mouse bag. Came out in three different bags. Or was it four?
It came out
in a tote.
Yep.
A crossbody. And a satchel. And a hobo. So it came out in four.
Yes, it did.
This kind of reminds me of the bag that came out a few years ago. Where Minnie's sitting there. She's like having coffee. With like the pattern in the background. That's what it kind of reminds me of. But this one is called Minnie Mouse. And it says She's in Fantasyland Castle. It's got pink polka dot accents with a zipper top, and it is coated cotton. It's really cute, though. I might have to get it.
It almost reminded me when I first saw it. If you added pink to it, remember the flower in the garden when she's riding a bicycle?
Yeah.
Yep.
With the butterflies and stuff.
Yep.
So
same,
it looks
cartoonish.
Like she's sitting there under the umbrella, having tea.
You know what
or
that
coffee?
Reminds me of? Remember when we go in our back corner, we used to sit back there with Brittany, guest member.
Yeah.
We go in that back corner.
That's what
corner.
I was going to say, because it's got the castle and the butterflies and the little umbrellas and stuff.
Yeah, right there next to, what's the enemy?
By Starbucks.
Yep, right there. We'd sit back there and the window would open up and the lady would sing out the window. You'd hear the piano teacher teaching in a corner.
It's by Uptown Jewelers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing how you know the place. Toonies
well.
And Pandora's sold in there. It's amazing.
Miss Deb and everybody.
Yep.
And Hayes. So anyway, that's that.
Yes. Now, there is some breaking news. I need everybody to sit down. Be ready for this, because it seems like everyone's always got breaking news. But our breaking news is more important than their breaking news, than other people's breaking news.
Okay, and what's our breaking news?
Yes. I know. I'm hoping it still holds. That don't forget, Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel. I know it's still set for 2021. I hope it still comes. Remember, when you go there, it's 24/7 Star Wars storytelling. You'll be like on a spaceship. The ground's supposed to be vibrating. When you look out the windows, you'll see moons and ships. But still stays on. And one thing also, remember, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure was supposed to open up this summer. So maybe they're still working and everybody's healthy. And when it opens up, it'll be ready to go. Which will be fun. If not, we'll be ready for it when it opens up.
For sure.
Yes. There are things that are coming, and we hope they still keep coming. Tron at Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Yes, still waiting on that. Looking forward to cool pins.
Remy.
I just said that. Yep.
Coming to France.
Yes, it is. So there are a lot of cool things going on. All right. Now, we've had some friends ask us, and they're at home.
And they're ready to pin trade.
They want a pin trade.
Everybody's ready to pin trade.
Yes. So what we're going to do, hopefully today, tomorrow, no later than tomorrow, we normally will take a pin board. Okay? If you don't have a pin board, I'm sure you got some carpet or a desk. Lay your pins you want to trade. Okay? We put ours on a pin board, and then we post them on Let's Go Pin Trading Facebook. And then what we do is we tell people, take a look at them, see what kind of pins you're interested in. Then send us your pins. Now, not always pins will match. There's no doubt about it. Go into it with your mind open. But fun it is. And you can see other people's pins that want to trade. And maybe you can work out a deal. It's all good. Everyone we've been on there with has been good pin trading. And you just do it through the mail. A cost of a stamp or two is all it is.
Yep.
And the objective is not to spend money. The objective, well, other than the stamp, you know what I'm saying, or two. But you post your pins on there. Everyone sees it. You PM each other. And maybe you can work out a deal. But remember, not every deal can be worked out. Someone could post a limited edition Stitch on there. You know, you're not going to be able to get it for a regular pin. You might need a better pin. And I understand. You know, it's like my Star Wars pins. When I post them, I try to get Star Wars for Star Wars. You know, there's no doubt about that. But at least it's something to do until you can pin trade, you know. When someone pins me, I run in the bedroom, I put my pin vest on, so I feel like I'm pin trading. And then I talk to them, PM, and try to pin trade. That's what I try to do, which is fun. So it's that simple, and take advantage of it. It's fun. Plus, you get to meet new friends, cast members, other friends from different countries like we've met, which is cool. You've pin traded to Europe, You pin traded all the way to
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yes, you have. It was just a matter of whatever it cost for the stamp, you know, to do it.
Now let me tell you, if you do pin trade internationally, just a reminder, so it doesn't go through customs, only put like 3 to 4 pins in an envelope. If you put more than that, due to weight, it has to go through customs and you have to pay for it.
Yeah. So if you're not sure, send us a PM or talk to the other friend, you know, how their pin trading goes through, or their custom, or, you know, the mail
yeah, their mail system works.
Yes. So double check that. Gosh, anything else going on? I mean, we missed out on the, didn't have the virtual half marathon go on, the Star Wars one. They go on. I'm hoping they'll reschedule it, which would be cool. Because they're always good pins when they do that. Good shirts, I like. I always like their
good
pin.
Goonies.
Yep, good Goonies. You're absolutely correct. They're always good on there. Yeah. Gosh, there really is a lot still out there going on. Like I say, if there's other podcasts out there you can listen to, you can go back through old school when the parks were being built. You can see.
Yep.
A long time ago, I posted the 2000 Leagues. We saw the old submarines and the old octopus that was under the ground,
yep.
Which was really, really cool. So there is a ton of things out there to do, and take advantage of it if you're bored at home, and share with other friends. That's what it's all about. It really is to have fun. You'd be surprised. Yeah, I know we've been extremely busy, but we still take time to, you know, to gather ourselves in a little Disney. No doubt about it. That's our little vacation all the time.
Yep.
I know we missed that a lot. The Easter and so many
the
things.
Earth Day.
Yes.
And
so many things. But it's coming back
the
around.
Flower Garden.
We've been saving our monies, our change. Every time we go out to Walmart or anywhere we go, we get change in our pockets. We get these little Star Wars little change holders. We dump it in air. And you'd be surprised. We've had $80, $90 from all the change we just kept dropping off over a period of time.
Yep.
Yeah.
That we use when we go down there?
Yes. So, gosh, I hope that we have to cut it here, but we got to stop somewhere, don't we?
That's right.
I know.
We will keep you guys posted
to what
if we
can.
Hear anything, especially living in Florida.
Yes.
If we hear anything on any updates on park openings, continuations of the closures, anything like that.
But everybody, hang in there. Things are going to be good again. It always is. One thing about our country, man, it don't matter how bad it gets, it comes back strong.
That's right.
I know it's tough now for a lot of people, but guess what? It will be bigger and better. It always is. Always.
Yeah.
Like when I pin trade, I believe in karma.
For sure.
There's no, and I give away pins. We do donation mass right now we've been doing, and guess what? I've gotten so many thank yous, so many opportunities, new people we've met. It does come back full. There's no doubt about it.
For sure.
Yeah. But like I always say, may the pins be with you always.
It's always about the Junies.
Look, I don't understand this. These people come here about pins. You can understand that. Pins.
Some come in here about the Doonies.
You know, but they want to hear about pins. That's what it's all about, pins. Even though we get 70% of our people to PM us, we're talking about Doonies. I haven't figured that one out yet.
That's why I say that. Bye. This podcast is copyright 2020. You can find more information on this podcast at letsgopintraining.com. or our Facebook community page, Let's Go Pin Trading. There you can see photos, reviews, and even post your pins. If you've enjoyed our podcast, you can show your support by telling friends to listen and going to Disney and Pin Trading. Please tell them we sent you. Let's Go Pin Trading is not affiliated with any Disney copyright, trademarks, or credits, or any other companies mentioned in this podcast. We are just fans of Disney Pin Trading. So until we meet you at the parks, may you find that special pin you were looking for to keep your lanyards full.